Hey, The Bird Show.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Thank God for that.
Hey, you ready for this weekend?
Yeah, I feel like this weekend has come at the worst possible time.
Okay, then when would that be?
When would that be?
Does not compute, does not compute.
I'm sorry, it's been a long week.
You ready to rock?
Are you ready to rock?
Ready to rock, boss.
Did you fix that transmitter?
Ready to transmit.
Stand by to transmit.
Booyah! We're transmitting!
Showtime!
I'm like a cat. I get startled easily. Sorry about that.
That was a little scary, honestly.
Jump scare.
I do. Like, any little thing that I'm not, like, properly prepared for will throw me off. Which, by the way, Tommy, you haven't tried scaring me in a while.
I've been saving up.
Yeah, okay.
I've been taking it out on Amber.
You have been. I feel like every time I go back there, it's a new scare jump from you.
Well, she's the easiest target.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about starting a website called Scaring Amber.
Oh.
And just having the scares of Amber up there.
So Mo is out today because he is in Ecuador with his lady. So keep your fingers crossed that he will be here on Monday and that he didn't get gored by a bull, because apparently they're running with bulls tomorrow.
That story terrified me. Picturing him with gout having to run from four bulls.
That's wild.
All to impress his lady's family. Yeah. Wild.
And no, Bert doesn't have off today. He just decided to sleep in.
I walked in and normally he's here before me. It's usually Bert, me, and then everyone else kind of trickles in. And I was like, oh, he's probably just in the bathroom. And then like minutes went by and I was like, is he out today? What's going on?
I love those texts I get at like 5:59 with all capital letters from Bert. Because then I know what happened.
Yeah. So he will be here when he gets here. He lives 3 minutes from the station. It typically takes him a little bit to get going in the morning, and we like to make bets on the over-under of when he's going to show, but I'm hoping he'll be here sometime within the 6 o'clock hour. So, fingers crossed. All right, so Jackson, you're kicking off the show today. Are you stupid for paying for something that is completely unnecessary?
Yeah, I recently make a lot of dumb purchases, so saying completely unnecessary is a little bit redundant, honestly. Instagram ads get me a lot. Mm. You know, I get swindled a lot online, but this most recent purchase that I made the other day, I'm like severely questioning, and it's because it's okay, let me just explain. Let me ask you guys a question. How did you figure out what your signature looks like?
What my signature looks like?
Yes. When you go to sign something, whether it's a P1 listener comes up to you and wants you to sign something, or you're signing a legal document, how did you figure out how to sign your name?
That's so flattering. You think we get asked for autographs?
Yeah, I know. Hey, I was trying to hype you up. You didn't have to say that.
So signature, autograph, two completely different things.
Really? So you have two separate ones?
Yeah. So if I'm signing something for a listener, like we just sent a thank you card to a listener, or we do Christmas cards, I like write out Kristen and that's it. I don't like that's the quote unquote autograph or whatever. Now my signature is something different. And it's just kind of, it's morphed over the years, but it's like, it's a big K squiggle, another big K squiggle, and then the M, and then a line out.
Okay. Okay. And how did you think of like stylistically doing that? This is all going to make sense in a second.
Okay. I never did. I just like, because it used to be KRK, but then I got married, so then it became KKM.
Okay.
And it's always just kind of remained the same. Just the letter. But as far as like, I bet I did practice back in the day. Like, when I started adulting and I needed to sign more things, and like before you like get your first house and you have to sign like a bajillion papers, I probably finessed it, and then that's just what it became. I'm also really good at signing my dad's name.
Yeah, you don't choose the signature. The signature chooses you, and it's basically how good is your handwriting and how good is your cursive handwriting, because for me, I don't have either good handwriting. So when second grade, when they give you that book of cursive and they're like, okay, this is how you do an A, this is how you do a B, this is how you do a Y, I was like, yep, that's my signature. Like, I'm just, that's all I know how to do, because I don't have any style, because my handwriting's already bad. So if I just stick to the basics, it's going to look like I'm trying to do some kind of swirly girly thing. But yeah, mine's just like what it told me to do in like second and third grade.
So when you sign something, you sign out your full name.
I do A, and then I do the a government issued B, you know, B, yeah. B, and then the same Y. And then I'll do like a little, like, you know, some feminine swirl on the Y, give it a little bit of flair depending on what
See,
I'm signing.
That's the stylistic flair that I'm talking about there. Everyone uh-huh. has like a unique kind of moniker that is associated with their signature when they sign something. And there's always that like uniqueness to it. And I hate mine. And so I paid for a service for someone to create several different designs
of
a signature of my own name. And then...
You know how before we got on air, we were talking about how your corporate bro-ness comes out because you used to work in the corporate world?
Uh-huh.
I feel like this is a glitch in your corporate bro micro trip that they put in your brain. When you used to work for whatever corporate man back in the day, and they put that little chip in your brain, this is just it coming out, being like, we have to have a good signature. We have to circle back. We have to put a pin in it.
I don't think it's that crazy, but then when I say it out loud, I'm like, this is the craziest thing ever, because I think it's so dumb that I paid for this. But like, they literally assign you to like a calligraphy person and you check off what stylistically you like. They give you a ton of examples and you pick like your favorite five.
There's a bunch of ways you can do a J.
Right. And then they create it and they send you like 10 different examples of what your signature specifically looks like in that style. And then you pick the one that you like. And then they give you like second grade handwriting homework or like
you trace lines.
Over and over again until you get it down, and then boom, new signature.
Well, bottom line, do you like your new signature?
Well, I haven't gotten it yet. Do you think I got scammed?
How long has it been?
4 days.
How long does it take to come up with a signature?
Well, you do have a long name. Maybe it's like a day per letter.
Jackson Kim, you think is a long name?
I mean, like, my name's Abby, so anything longer than four letters, I'm like, that's a big name.
Well, you can shorten and get right to the point and just write L-O-S-E-R.
I mean, so... It's just because if you see like what my say, it's my, just my name in cursive, and it bugs me every time I do it. And I'm like, gosh, there needs to be something just like different, better, cooler about this. But then I feel terrible every time I do it. So
see, my name has always been so long, like Kristen Klingjern.
That's a long name.
It's a mouth, yeah. So that's why I never like the idea of writing out each individual letter. Oof. That was never an option with the signature. It's a K and then a R and then a K and a. And that's it.
Yeah, just be glad you didn't marry Kevin Klein, because that would have been one too many.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely not. You don't know how many times I've heard that joke. It was every time I tell people my name when I was younger, it was like, what's your middle name? And I'm like, my parents aren't idiots. Like, come on now.
Oh, I don't know. You are from Kentucky. Yeah. Could have gone either way.
Okay, no, but right. Still, they're better than that. All right, so you haven't got it yet, so you don't know if you like it or not.
No, well, I assume that I'm going to like at least one of them. But then I'm like nervous because I'm like, now I have to commit to one because this is going to be my signature forever now. Like, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm hoping that one of them is really just going to stand out to me and I'm going to like it.
And that's what okay.
I spent money on this.
How much, Jackson? How much money does it cost for somebody to create your signature?
$55.
What?
That's like a month at the Burt Show.
Oh, jeez.
You're kidding me? I'm not.
Okay. So we're going to do. You're gonna email everybody today and be like, can you give me three options for my new signature? We're going to do it for free. You're going to get the one that you pay for.
Okay.
And then you're going to decide which one you like best.
Right. I actually feel like I could probably do it better and for cheaper than $55. Just buy me a candy bar in the break room.
Yeah. Deal. That sounds like
a good
plan.
The email today. Be like, okay, can everybody please just give me a piece of paper, write out my signature, three versions. Then hopefully you didn't get scammed and you get your $55 signature that you paid for. And then you decide which one it's going to be.
You guys are going to be so impressed. It's at least a $60 signature.
Oh, okay.
Hey, The Burt Show.